Thank you, Michael. And now two more news items. The first one continues the train theme with a revisit to Norfolk of an old steam engine. We then hear about an initiative to provide details about community projects in Norfolk. A steam engine of a type that was once a regular sight throughout East Anglia is to return to Norfolk when it hauls a passenger excursion from London Liverpool Street. Thousands of railway enthusiasts are expected to line the route for a glimpse of the locomotive 61306 Mayflower on April the 11th. Having first arrived at Bressingham for steam and gardens, the historic locomotive then proceed to Norwich and on to Dereham for the Mid-Norfolk Railway. It is understood that the Mayflower will be diesel, hauled back to Norwich before it returns the train to London. The 61306 Mayflower is one of two surviving B1 class steam engines. It previously visited the region in 2015. Organisers Steam Dreams said the B1s were designed as mixed traffic locomotives capable of hauling express passenger trains as well as freight traffic. As powerful go-anywhere engines, the B1s worked across most of the UK rail network from East Anglia to Scotland. Provisional timings will see the train arrive at Bressingham at 2 p.m, Norwich at 2:25 p.m, and Dereham for the Mid-Norfolk Railway at 4:10 p.m. The return journey is expected to start at 5 p.m. from Bressingham, Dereham at 5:50 p.m, and Norwich at 6 p.m.
Hundreds of social action projects and community activities across Norfolk can now be easily accessed online, thanks to the launch of a new digital map. The Bright Map project is an online resource initially developed by the Diocese of Norwich to show the various services and activities of the county's Anglican churches. But at a public launch held at County Hall in Norwich, it was announced that the resource would be opened to include agencies from outside the Christian community. Diocese of Norwich Communications Director Gordon Darley said, "We have been really encouraged in the last couple of years as churches have added activities and groups to Bright Map, taking the site to the next level to highlight just how involved churches are in helping to tackle social issues is a really positive step forward. A total of 1,323 activities and groups are on the map so far."
And that is all from this part of Chatterbox. In a few minutes, Marianne Penn and John Francis will be presenting more news and information. But for now, it is goodbye from me, Sophie Yeomans, and him, Rupert Hipwell.